have an amazing woman on the phone. Her name is Heather, and she is the creator of the website and now television show, The Girl's Guide to Depravity. And I'm not even going to go into a long introduction, but basically I will tell you that her website and her blog is all about the new breed of female that is out there and that is on the rise, about women asking for what they want, stating their needs, and kind of using the rules of the game to also, you know, get what they want out of sex, relationships, men, all that good stuff. It's a great website. Absolutely entertaining. It's a wonderful show. I actually watched it the other night, and now I have Heather on the phone with me. So Heather, thank you so much for doing this call with me.
Oh, you're welcome. Hi, guys.
I want to go straight into it. First of all, I want to know, where did this concept come from? Like, how did you start doing this website?
Well, I live in Los Angeles, so I've spent many, many years dating in Hollywood. And over the years, my girlfriends and I, you know, everybody has questions about men and relationships and how to deal with them. And those kind of traditional dating books, like, you know, he's just not that into you, they didn't really speak to us. They didn't work for us because it was all about how a woman should be pursued by a man. But, you know, we're girls with poor impulse control, and we want to do what we want to do. Right. We don't want to wait, you know, by the phone for somebody to call us. I mean, it's kind of archaic and outdated. So we just kind of developed these own rules that are all about, like, being in the moment, having fun, getting laid, and doing it now, because you never know, you might lose your looks in 10 years, or you might all of a sudden find a guy who you want to settle down with, and then you're going to regret not having, like, a great time when you were young.
Definitely. So would you say that most women are like this? Like, is this common?
I'm seeing that a lot of women, like a lot of the young women these days, are like this. Like, you know, everybody is searching for an answer on how to deal with dating and how to deal with relationships. And there's really been nothing like The Girl's Guide to Depravity that's been speaking to women. That's basically like, you know, sure, maybe he's not that into you, but does it matter if you're having fun and you want to go out and date him and want to have sex with him? Do you have to wait until, like, the third date, the 10th date, or can you sleep with him on the first date if you feel like it? So I'm just kind of encouraging women to do what they feel and deal with the consequences later.
I love that, because it's kind of funny, because that's kind of what I tell men to do. It's like, ask for what you want and do what you want to do. Everybody else is secondary.
Exactly.
Like, women that you don't know, what do you care about them? Not that you can be an asshole. You can't treat people like pawns and dirt, but
no. You
can still respect them. But mostly you want to respect yourself. Would you say that a lot of women are kind of frustrated as well by the way that dating works, that they do have to wait for a guy to make that first move and to take the initiative? And do you think
Absolutely. I mean, that's like, that is so archaic to have to wait for the guy to make the move. When you have, it's like denying your basic impulses. You have the same urges and impulses that a guy does. I mean, maybe not completely the same, but, you know, if you want to ask a guy out, ask a guy out. You want to sleep with him, 10 minutes after meeting him, go sleep with him. You know, just because you're a woman, you're not allowed to have these feelings. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I completely agree with you. Like, I have a lot of guys who say, why can't women do this? Why do we have to be the ones that approach? And I always say to them, like, I'm here to tell you how women do act, not how they should act. Like, this is, because that's the behavior that is happening right now. Like, I will say, I asked out my husband, I got his phone number. But whenever I tell people that I did that, other women, they're like, whoa, you did that? You put yourself out there that way? They immediately get uncomfortable by
that
statement.
Yeah, because it breaks the traditional rules that have been pounded into our heads since birth, which, frankly, I think are bullshit. I don't think that they work.
I think so, too. I completely agree with you. I think that's probably why your blog resonated with me, because I think I always say I'm working on the guys now. I'll get to the girls after, but it's nice to know that somebody's out there taking care of the girls. But so for guys who are out there right now, I want to explain two things to them. Number one, the state that women are in right now. And number two, where they're moving towards. So, you know, as I told you before we got onto the phone, the guys that I work with are awesome guys. They're amazing guys. But some of them write to me, and they always tell me about you know, they don't realize that they're doing this, but they actually don't take action. So they'll hang out with a girl mm-hmm. for a few weeks. She'll initiate the plans. And, you know, that's her subtle way of saying, ask me out or take action or give me a kiss. She's not putting herself out there completely and pouncing on this guy. So these guys wait for women to actually take action, but nothing ever happens. And then it fizzles out and they think, oh God, did I screw things up? So what would be mm-hmm. your advice to guys, number one, in that moment, because we're talking to guys right now, not to women, to tell them mm-hmm. where women are right now and then looking towards where they're going to in the future?
I would definitely not be shy and state what you want immediately up front, because she's either going to put you in the friend zone right then and there, in which case you've lost nothing. You know, you haven't lost any time, any money taking her out or what, or she'll go for it and then you know where you stand. You know, all that time and energy wasted on dates and months and, you know, nothing happens when you can figure out immediately within the first few minutes where it's going to go. And it's great, you know, if you want to be, you can definitely continue to be friends with her in the event that sometimes she'll need, like, you know, a fuck buddy and maybe you'll be her backup guide, but if that's what you want. But then you'll have the choice. If you go for it right away, at least you have the choice. Otherwise, you're just kind of left drifting along and nobody's driving the car, so nothing happens.
Exactly. Nobody's taking it by the balls and making something happen. So with the way, the direction that women are going now, where they're getting this information from you and from other sources that are out there about female empowerment, that they're allowed to take action, mm-hmm. is that going to leave guys like this behind? Because ultimately, are girls going to be attracted to guys like that?
Well, the girls that I generally, you know, communicate with and speak to are not attracted to guys who won't make a move at all.
Yeah.
Well, so they're generally, yeah, which I call them pussies. So they're generally attracted more to dicks over pussies. Like the guy who's going to really kind of make that first move. And I'm not saying that guys should be dicks, like assholes, but, you know, be confident. That's what a woman likes, I think, more than anything, is confidence. You don't have to be the best-looking guy. You don't have to be the richest guy. But if you have that confidence, that kind of, you know, and the girls that I know and that I was, you know, we love the kind of, like, cocky kind of asshole guys, you know. So you don't have to go that far, but definitely you need to be confident.
Well, I want to dig a little bit deeper. Like, what does it mean to be cocky and an asshole? And, like, do girls really like guys like that?
Oh, yeah, girls love guys like that. I mean, I'm not saying it's a good thing, but I think there's a line between confident and cocky. And I don't think that, you know, decent guys probably don't want to cross that line, but if you're just kind of looking to get laid, then, you know, why not? You can be a cocky asshole all you want, because if a girl doesn't go for it, then she won't go for it, and you just move on to the next. But okay. I think the difference is kind of being, I think it's kind of a disrespectful way in which you might talk to a girl.
Okay. Well, can you tell me more? Like, can you paint a picture of what this cocky asshole looks like that you like? Like, Yeah. Like, attraction and liking is different. So you're attracted mm-hmm. to people who treat you poorly?
Well, no, I wouldn't say I'm attracted to people who treat me poorly. I think that there's, like, this kind of cockiness, and especially with all these guys in Hollywood, that they know that they can kind of get any girl that they want, and they have that attitude. And I'm not saying that they speak to you kind of like disrespectfully, but they don't give you their full attention. They might be looking at other girls when they're talking to you. And that, I think, kind of initiates, I think women are extremely competitive, and that might kind of initiate our competitive gene, and all of a sudden this guy that we wouldn't normally be interested in, we might be interested in because he's not interested in us. And oh my God, well, what's wrong with us that he's not, you know, what's wrong with me that he's not interested in me? Well, I have to make him be interested in me, because right. that means if he's not interested in me, then there's something wrong with me.
Right, but isn't that just confidence? Because for me, being an asshole is like being an asshole. Like somebody who literally will tell you you're ugly to your face, or who will completely blow you off or be unreliable, or like that's an asshole to me. So what you're talking about sounds like confidence.
Yes.
Okay. So you
I
like
mean, I like I said Yeah, I mean, yes.
I'm not, I don't want to sway you.
Confidence.
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
But like,
you're right.
Understand. Yeah, because a lot of guys get confused by that. Because like, I think a lot of girls say, yeah, of course I like the bad boy. But like, if you really question what is a bad boy, why are you attracted to that bad boy? They're not attracted to him because he's a jerk. They're attracted to him because
it's because he's confident.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. I love that. Okay, good. So you like guys that are confident, just like I like guys that are confident, just like even my shy girlfriends like guys that are confident. It's not, you know.
Oh, yeah, we all want a guy with confidence.
Absolutely. And I love how you painted that picture of what it actually looks like and what it means. So for women who are getting, honestly, they're getting stronger because they're getting more knowledgeable. There's a million self-help books out there that's preparing them and protecting them from the other crap that's out there. Number one, we're putting up more boundaries, but number two, we're kind of developing this more masculine side, this stronger side to us. And I think that, well, actually, I want you to speak to it. Like, what will happen to those guys who don't take action? Apart from them, you know, not being able to capture our attention, what does it do to women when these guys don't take action? Like, how does it make a woman feel?
I think it's a complete turnoff. I have personally, you know, I've been through all different phases of dating guys. I mean, what I'm normally attracted to is this cocky, confident guy. But then sometimes I'd be like, you know what, I'm going to try to date like a nice guy. And it would never work out because they would never kind of take action and make those moves. I'm not saying that they have to make the first move, and I'm totally confident and able to make the moves that I want to make, but it just shows that you're interested, and it shows that you're confident, and it shows that you're willing to kind of put, you know, it's exciting.
If you want to listen to the rest of this interview, then check out What's Inside a Woman's Mind. You'll not only get this full interview with Heather from the Girls of Depravity, but you'll also get 44 other women talking openly, freely, and revealing secrets to you about what they want, what they don't want, what turns them on, and what turns them off. Check out What's Inside a Woman's Mind, and you'll get all of these instantly.